everything that's said tonight, it just goes right along with it, and I expect, and I'm going to just, I heard a preacher a long time ago, Russell Jolly, said, I'm just going to do the best I can, and that's what I'm going to do tonight. I learned that for a long time when I tried to preach, Brother Jeff, I depended on Josh, and I messed up a lot of times. But when I learned to lean on him was when he started pouring heaven out on me, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm going to do what I'm going to read. This might sound kind of strange, but if you got your Bible, Mark chapter 5, I'm going to read verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now flip over in Luke chapter 15, very familiar scripture. I'm going to read verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And that's all I feel like I'm going to read tonight. And I got to thinking this afternoon on the way over here, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, just keep looking. And I thought, well, glory, because you know when there was this woman over here in that Mark chapter 5 that she had a need, Brother Randy. She had went, she had a need. She had an issue of blood. The Bible says she had a need, and she went everywhere in the world trying to find some relief. She spent all that she had trying to find some relief. And I got to thinking about that, but when she heard about a man named Jesus, I believe that he was doing some things, Troy. He was doing some things in some people's lives, and she thought, I got to think, when she heard about him, she probably thought, I just got to get over there and see him, just to see him. When she got there, I thought, you know how discouraged she probably was because there was a lot of people around him, and I thought, she probably thought, how am I going to get over there to him? And I believe she crawled over there, and the Bible says, he felt virtue go out. You know why? Because she got a hold of him. And thank God that I'm telling you tonight, if you have a need, you can get a hold of him tonight. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank the Lord. He's still able. You know what? I'm so sick of the devil telling us that all the churches like this are dying out and ain't going to be no more. That's a lie of the devil. And I'm afraid so many times we just listen to him. And how many blessings do we miss? Because you know what? We ain't doing what God's called us to do. And not only does us individually suffer, you know what? I believe it gets in your family. And you know what it gets in your family? It gets in your church. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. She got over there, and he looked around and said, who touched me? And Peter said, Lord, you don't see the many people? That's kind of smart, Alec. That's kind of how a lot of Christians are. Well, I'll be honest with you, they get a little smart, Alec. They know more than God does, but I've got news for you tonight. The Lord knows your need, and he don't just come by here by chance. He's going to come to every one of you, but only for one time. Oh, pray for me tonight. We ever had one time to get saved. And if he speaks to your heart, it's by his mercy and grace after that. I remember many times being growing up and the many men of God that I could just had confidence in. And I was sitting on the pew, lost and dead as the doornail. And Brother Randy's one of them. He'd get up to preach. Brother Russell, Brother Max, all these great. Brother Raymond Cook. I sat 5 nights in revival one time. Brother Raymond just lost as lost could be. But let me just tell you right now, God spoke to my heart. And there was some praying people in the church, and every time they go somewhere, Mom and Daddy say, pray for Josh, he's lost. You know what? I believe that prayer got through. I believe it rang the prayer bells of heaven, not because it's my mom and daddy. I believe the church did, because I had a need that day, because I was lost and undone. And you know what? When I realized where I was at, that's when I wanted to make a decision that I need something that he can give me. I'll be honest with you. This other scripture I read in Luke chapter 15, it's probably the most quoted scripture, maybe one of the quotes most in the Bible. You know what? There was two boys. There was. And one of them, he wanted to give his father to give him his money, his inheritance. And you know what? Because he saw something way out yonder that he wanted to go look at. He wanted to go take part in. What happened to him? He got over there and sinned, and he hit rock bottom. Amen. That's where sin will take you, to the bottom. I'm afraid that we, in my family and others, and I've seen it in the church, that we think that we're above sin, Brother Jeff. We talk about people. We point people out, but when we should be praying about them by the whole time, You know what? That boy got over there in the hog pen, but he realized that his father over there had hired servants better, living better than what he was doing right there where he was at. He realized, I'll just go over there and tell my daddy, I sinned, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But you know what? That daddy was looking for him the whole time. He watched for him. He was looking for him. And I thank God we should be looking for some people to walk in the back door. Amen. You know what? Because when they hear about the Lord and what He's doing over here, they'll come see a man. They will. They will. But you got to get into the place as the church where you can get that Holy Spirit in here. When they walk in the back door, they can't stand it. That's Bible, Brother Randy. You got to get so close to the Lord that when they walk in, they don't have no more choice to come to the altar and get right with God. Is this the truth? This elder son, his brother, he stayed at home the whole time. He was in the field, the Bible says. When he came in later in that night, he heard music and dancing. There was some celebration about Jeff. There was a revival that broke out. There was a revival that broke out. You know what that is? That's the Holy Ghost. And that's the people that's got right with God. And it's a shouting and praying and testifying, saying, look what my God's done for me. Yeah. Amen. His brother said, what's happened? He was angry. He was jealous. He thought, my brother, he spent all his inheritance on harlots and in sin. And my daddy, how dare him come back home and my daddy kill the fatted calf? Put the ring on his finger. Put shoes on his feet. How dare my daddy do that when I was here working, doing what I was supposed to do? Does that not sound like the church we live in today? People come in living like the devil. Well, say, well, how dare they walk in that back of the door and think that there's somebody? Lord help. I tell you what, we need to all get closer to the Lord. That's just the truth. That boy shouldn't have been acting like that. But it's encouragement to the church that we don't do what that boy did. I ain't called to come over here to preach to you and hurt you. I come over here to do some shake, some dead skin off of me. That we might all can just enjoy revival when it comes. But you know what? It's going to take some looking. It's going to take some looking for something. When people start looking at you, my daddy, when I told him that night at Mount Tabor, I called him at the service, and I told Mama and Daddy, I told and confessed my preacher calling. And I was expecting some excitement on the other end. And he was excited, but he said, son, let me tell you something. So when my daddy said, let me tell you something, I listened. He said, son, they're going to be watching you. And there's been times, Brother Jeff, where I was in sin and I shouldn't have been and I've done wrong. But you know what? I had to go back home and repent and say, Lord, I ain't no worthy to do anything for you, but I'll just, if you'll have me, I'll do it. Yeah. You know, it's when I got humble with the Lord and said, Lord, I know that I'm just trash and unworthy. You know what? That's when He's blessed me the most. But you know what it takes is being humble. Yeah. It does. Humble. Amen. You know, you do something all boastful and pride, ain't nothing going to come out of it. But if you come humble as a little child, I believe, I said it before, I think there's a reason why it's in the Bible. It says you're supposed to be humble as a little child. Because I think so many times when we get older, we think that we're better than others. That's just the truth. I've done it. Oh, Lord, oh me. I've thought about it before. I said, I've got to put myself in a place I shouldn't have been. And when I was younger, I didn't appreciate what I had. This boy's probably in the same situation. He didn't appreciate what he had at home the whole time. The world will tell you that it's better to be drunk and to be on drugs to get a feeling of being high. You know what? Let me just back up a little bit. It takes about that much sin, about that much little bit of sin for me to get away from the Lord now. It does, because He's revealed His Word to me. I had the Holy Spirit to tell me right from wrong, to help me. How many times there's that way of escape, but I denied that way, and it's taken about that far. And I'll just be honest with you. I'm just going to preach it tonight. I ain't seen a day and time I've got friends I've went to church with all my life get their feelings hurt. I tell you what you get mad at. Don't get mad at the preacher. Don't get mad at the deacons. Get mad at the devil. Amen. Get mad at the devil. Get back to Calvary. Get right with God. It is. It's just the truth. It's the truth. We need to hear it. I need to hear it. I've been with Brother Jeff's preach revival, and he just tear the skin up off me one side down the other, but I needed that because it's helped me and others. Troy, you know, when stuff starts happening to you as an individual, oh, Lord, I don't think I can do this. And you know the devil is going to come tempt you and tell you that, you know, your faith is just nothing, that everything's just going to fall apart. You know, when you get sick and you think, well, I'll go to this doctor and this doctor to find some relief, when all you got to do is just get on your knees and call out to the Lord and say, Lord, whether you heal me or not, I'm still going to serve you. That's a hard thing to do. That's a scary thing to do. But it's the truth that you got to have faith in the Lord. You know what? I said it the other morning. I said, I know the book of Job. I don't like to talk about it because I'm scared of it sometimes. Because you know what? What happened to Job? And his wife said, won't you just curse God? Die. You know what? I don't want to be tempted like that because I'm just a man. But you know what? There's a remedy to that. It's God's holy word. So when the devil comes, you got something to back it up. You got your big brother. You got some protection. But you know, you don't put this in your heart. You don't put this in your life. You know, when the devil comes, you be able to be that one that's out and think that you're just everything and hit rock bottom. It is. You know, I wondered for a long time. I said, why can't I preach like other preachers? And then Troy's daddy, Brother Sammy, told me, he said, Brother Josh, he said, I'll tell you something. He said, when the devil comes and tells you that you ain't like so-and-so, you just say, I'm just going to be who the Lord wants me to be. I had about 3 preachers in one day tell me that. I didn't say a word to them what I was struggling with. But they knew because the Lord told them to tell me. I'm telling you, if you ain't right with the Lord, He's coming back. I was scared. I was under Holy Ghost conviction. You know what that is? That's being terrified to die because I knew I was going to go to a devil's hell. I'm afraid that we've forgot the reason why we come to church. We're supposed to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And when we do that, there's going to be some closeness, you know. The Bible says, well, you know, you're supposed to decrease so He may increase. And that's what we got to do, Brother Jeff. We got to decrease our personalities, get over there in one mind and one accord. And I believe when you get in one mind and one accord, you know what's going to happen? Some peculiar things are going to happen around the church. There's going to be somebody on this side come to the altar. That night that I got saved, y'all pray for me. The Lord dealt with my heart. And Brother Keith, Brother Harold was gone on vacation. And I was sitting back in the right side of the church, or right back here. And the men of God got up to preach. And he preached God's word, and God spoke to my heart again. And I was scared to death. Brother Keith got up and said, he said, I feel like there's somebody here tonight that wants to get saved. And he said, I'll ask you to do this. He said, I feel like this is expedient. He said, if you got a lost loved one here tonight, he said, will you come pray for them? And I believe there's a lot of times when you ask the church to do something, Brother Jeff, they don't do it. Now, I can't help that, and you can't help that. But that night, there was a moving. There was a moving of the Holy Spirit, and people were being obedient. And they come around, and I caught my mama's eye. She was walking down the aisle right here. And I looked at her directly, and when I looked in her eyes and I saw her sadness, it broke my heart. That's what it took. The entire years that I'd quenched the spirit and didn't move, it's because I didn't have because I didn't want to get saved. It's because I didn't have a broken heart. And that broke my heart. And I stepped out, and I don't remember a thing I said. And the devil will tell you you didn't get saved because you didn't speak a word. But let me tell you something. That's a lie. The devil will tell you that. But you know what? Man looks out on the outward appearance, Brother Randy, but God looks upon the heart. He does. You know what? He knows what we need tonight. But it's up for us to ask. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. If you don't make that step of faith, He's not going to hear your prayer. He won't. I've seen the devil tear up the church and their families. I got my family that don't go to church because they got the feelings hurt. But you know what? I got friends that I grew up with in church that are out in the world living like the devil. And my family, my friends. And I'm ashamed to say that I hadn't prayed for them like I should have. How many times? Sometimes I don't get to read my Bible every day like I'm supposed to. I don't. But I think about those. They're lost. I think about those. They're in the bars. You know, if I hadn't got saved, I'd probably be in prison. I deserved hell. We all did. We all do. But it's by His goodness. Thank God for Wednesday night prayer meeting. You know, when you come out Tuesday night and you go home and you're just tired and you're struggling and you had a terrible Monday, you were such on a high on Sunday night and you go home and you hit rock bottom on Monday, you don't have to wait another week for church. You come Wednesday night looking for something. You know, God's able to do it. He's able to do whatever we need. We just got to get in the place and get humble with Him. And say, and just tell Him our petition. It's more than just saying the prayer. As many times I prayed, and I felt like it got about that high. What does the book of James say about a prayer? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. There's something that happened. But we have to do what we're supposed to do. That's just the truth. You know, what a killer revival is sin. Sin in all of our lives. You know how we can say we can't wait till revival season and it's here almost, but then we say we're going to go on Monday night or Wednesday night and we make every excuse in the world to go? That's just Satan trying to defeat you. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I went to revival. I'm not putting myself above anything. But I got to go to revival about 3 or 4 nights 1 week, and I needed it. And Friday night, Brother John Newton preached, and it just tore me up. And it stuck with me. And Saturday, I knew they had a preacher's meeting down in U-Harley, in Rockmart, Oregon. And I knew I was supposed to go. I was just scared to death. I was trying to make every excuse in the world not to go. I thought there'd be all these big-name preachers there, and I didn't want to be nervous and all this stuff. And I, you know, but I knew that I was supposed to go, Brother Jeff. About 3 o'clock, I made my mind up. I'm going to go. No matter what, I'm going to make an effort and go. Well, I got there, and I sit back on the second row. Brother Stevens, the pastor. He turned around, saw me, shook my hand. Brother Greg Robinson got up to preach, and he did some preaching. Brother Stephen said, "Y'all pray for Brother Josh Biddy." My heart just sank. I thought, oh, no. But you know what? I could have got up there and left the devil defeat me, but I said, no, the Lord saved me. He's helped me in all these situations. He's called me to preach. I have an obligation, I have a responsibility to get up and tell a lost and dying world, just do what I was supposed to do. And I got up, Brother Jeff, and the Holy Spirit moved on me, and He loosened me, and I got to preach like I never preached before. And I went home and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thought to myself, I'll never do that again. I don't want to get in a place where I think that I'm something that I think that he owes me anything because he don't owe me nothing. I owe him everything. And when I make that effort, and when you make that effort, he'll bless. He will. I listened sometimes to some old preaching, and I thought, and I appreciate it so much. I need it. It ain't just everywhere you go that you can hear preaching like what Brother Jeff does. It ain't. But we need it. You know, I'm about to close in a minute, but I feel like I want to say this. There was a woman over there in Jacob's Well, and everybody around that city and that town, that area, I believe knew who she was. I believe they knew that she had five husbands and she was living with a man. I believe she was talked about, but Jesus had a need to go over there. And he went over there, and he started talking to her, and she perceived something was different about him. She did. I wonder if anybody can tell if there's something different about you tonight, me. She got to talking to him, and she got some water that she never had before. And she took off back to that city, left her water part that she came to get water with. She went over there and she said, come see a man that told me all things. And you know what? There was a revival, I believe, broke out over there because he went over there for a couple days. If I'm not mistaken, just think if he comes from Welcome Grove for a couple days, what's going to happen? You won't be able to contain it. I believe there's going to be some changes made around here and around these other places. And I believe God's going to, his name's going to go out, and his name's going to be, they're going to say, come see a man. Come see this man that's changing lives in this church. That's what it's going to take. Yeah, come on, Brother Jeff. I'm done.